Well, Father, join me in attitude of prayer and thanksgiving. Gracious, loving God, we thank you for all things, Lord. And Father, we don't understand a lot of things. And that's why we try to develop a personal relationship with you, that we can pray for one another, we can lift up one another, seek your grace, your love, and your forgiveness. And you've heard the prayers and the concerns that was mentioned aloud this morning, Lord. But we know that there's always some that are not mentioned aloud. And we can bring those to the throne of grace also in the precious name of Jesus. And thank you, Father, for teaching us how to pray. Because the disciples that you were ministering with, you know, the 3 years you spent with them, and at the end of the day, you always stop and build a fire and cook some fish or some other kind of food and had lunch together or dinner together. And then you would go off by yourself and they were curious. Lord, why do you go off by yourself after we're done eating and different things? And Jesus said, guys, you know, I am God. I told you that and you believe me, right? I am God and I am in this human body. So I'm like you guys. I get tired, I get lonely, and I need to talk to the Father. And they said, Lord, can we talk to the Father? He said, you sure can. Let me give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. As we pray the prayer Jesus taught by praying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.